See, Nathaniel would have said, oh, no, 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 I'm not. You understand? But if he had said that, then he would have proved that he had deceit in Kyle. See, you've got to learn how to say, yeah, that's me. Can you sing? Yes, I can sing. Can you dance? A little bit. See? Are you good at this? Yeah, I'm good at this. See? But don't say I'm good when you're not good. We had a great service. I mean, it was powerful. And this lady came up. It was back during our transition. We were actually between Pentecost and Charismatic. So we had a mixed group there. And this is what we call in those days, this is one of those really hot services, and you could have done anything and been okay. And this lady came up to me and she said, may I play the piano? And I said, yes. And she started doing like this. Just like that, but worse. And so I said, do you play the piano? She said, I'm playing in the spirit. I said, you can move. Now, so if someone said to me, do you play the piano? I would say yes, but not when Clarence is here. See? Behold an Israelite in whom there is no guile. How did you know me? What is it about us that we are unwilling to acknowledge what God has put in us? And unless you can acknowledge that, no one can receive it. I have a dear friend who has an incredible prophetic mantle, but she won't say, or hadn't said until I rebuked her for it, but she hadn't said, she said, well, you know, I'm not a prophet. And I just had to say to her, you are a prophet. And if you can't receive who you are, how can anyone else receive who you are? The Bible says, if you give to a prophet, oh no, I'm not a prophet. Well, who should I give to? Are you, what do you have to give? Oh yes, I'm a prophet then, yes. Oh yes. Behold an Israelite in whom there is, come on, no guile. No guile. You have no guile at all? Mm-mm, none. Are you telling me? Yes, I am. I'm telling you I have no guile. Well, you know the Bible says the heart is deceitful. I know it does, but mine isn't. Now, there may be some people who like that, but I'm not there. My heart is so passionate for God because I have set my heart to seek him. I have said to him, God, I want everything that you have for me. And when anything emerges that comes up in my heart, I just simply say, God, I don't want that. And so I guard, I reflect, I seek him. I say to him, where am I in your purpose?